When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Kenny Omega returns on AEW Dynamite.
I've got a backstage update on Kenny Omega's return on last night's Dynamite.
CM Punk and Jon Moxley are unifying the AEW world titles next week.
And a major update on the Johnny Gargano situation. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I can't wait till Johnny Gargano goes back to WE.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off with Kenny Omega. It's really the only thing we can open a video with today,
yes.
Right? He returned on last night's episode of Dynamite. You probably knew that was going to happen when they ran the mystery partner angle and when they closed an episode of Being the Elite this week with a note from Kenny Omega's music. You kind of knew it was happening, but it still felt good. It still felt right. He was the Young Bucks trios partner opposite to the face La Facción Ingobernable. With
who on a thing anymore?
I have probably pronounced that all wrong.
That's
but
very
yes,
good. Good try.
Thank you. Andrade El Idolo, Dragon Lee, not anymore, as you've covered. That was strange. And Roosh, who suddenly hates his brother. But on to Kenny.
Let things breathe, Tony.
On to Kenny. This was it was really good.
Oh,
really
yeah.
He came out and he had the rash guard on that he wrestled on with the Chris Brooks shoulder brace
Yes. Over
the top. You love to see it. He had the jacket. We'll be talking a bit more about his physical status in the questions, by the way. So we'll talk about that a bit later on. But they wrestled the match. Kenny and the boys won. It was a one-winged angel on Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee was like a real babyface throughout this match. Like, he wasn't indulging in any of La Facción's shenanigans, really. So that was interesting. But yes,
he nearly killed someone in the crowd. But you know,
that was some dive, man, wasn't
Jesus.
It? He's out of control. I love it. But yes, Kenny's back. Rejoice. He's been away since November. Name an injury, he had it, right?
Yes. It's easier for Andy to run through the injuries he didn't have.
Yeah, like I think his ears were okay.
One of them.
Yeah, they're still attached. So, but yeah, there we go. I popped huge. The crowd popped huge. It's nice to have him back. He's been gone 9 months.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just absolutely jazzed after last night's Dynamite and particularly obviously
Did
Kenny Omega's return.
Did you feel the battle cry?
Oh, yeah. I think that one of the Dudleys, if not both of them, on the preview podcast, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, said this. It's one of those, a bit like the Punk thing, maybe slightly more obvious than the Punk thing. The Punk thing that was still... This was like, you were 99% certain it was going to be Kenny Omega, but there was just that 1% of doubt, and I think that's what made it even more special.
It's a good balance, isn't it? It's the modern way of handling surprises and stuff, because there's two arguments to this, right? There's the organic fan argument of just someone showing up completely unannounced. That's going to get you the best pop, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to get you I think the Punk thing is like, you know, we all wanted that. But like, when someone comes in and it's completely out of the blue, it's awesome, it's great, it's classic pro wrestling. There's a boring business argument that like, hey, if we announce it, we'll get a bigger rating. I feel like this stuff like is the perfect balance.
Yes.
Because it might not happen and you're discussing it a little bit, but you know deep down inside that it's going to happen, you're going to get the thing you want. It's the modern way of doing things.
Exactly.
And I like it.
And Fightful Select, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select. I've come through with a bit of an update on the whole thing. Obviously, as Andy said, we haven't seen Kenny Omega since November 2021. Apparently, there were plans for him to return at the Forbidden Door event, but that didn't work out, and Omega actually pulled himself off the road. He had been doing sort of backstage, behind-the-scenes stuff, but that had been hindering his recovery, so he just disappeared. Also, his lack of public appearances, that was part of all this as well. And then the whole shift from moving from what we anticipated to be the sort of trilogy fight between FTR and the Young Bucks to the whole trios thing, that was a catalyst of Kenny Omega's return. Again, as we've sort of alluded to in the past as well, Tony Khan was always holding off on bringing those trios world championships in because he wanted him to be there when Kenny Omega was ready to return. And yeah, he'd been hiding, as I said, from public view for obvious reasons.
Yeah, purposefully. I like that. You know, not giving people too much, but still coming through with the occasional interview. That seems to be what Kenny's approach was to all that. I thought an interesting...
Causing us to have slight heart failure when he said, if this happens again, I'm never returning.
Yeah, that was...
Don't say that, Kenny.
That was wild. Yeah, a lot of people took that the wrong way. Yes. They thought he was going to retire. It's like, no, he's talking about the recuperation and stuff. I think he probably knew what he was doing there for. But interesting part of this to me is that the report notes that the vertigo he was suffering from, he got from a Kazuchika Okada dropkick.
Yes.
Right, they've not shared a ring since September 2018. Kenny Omega's had vertigo for 4 years, potentially.
Jeez, that's almost as long as you too.
I mean, listening to their music gives me vertigo. But, I digress.
Beautiful Day's a banger. I'll defend that for the rest of my
days. Yeah, I mean, Vanilla Ice Cream's all right, but exactly. I wouldn't call it a banger.
Raspberry Ripple's my favourite. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
yeah, there we go.
Great to have Kenny Omega back.
Good.
Hey, Kenny, have some Raspberry Ripple ice cream on me. There you go.
John Moxley and CM Punk? They're unifying the belts.
Oh my God.
They're unifying the belts next week, my friends. A lot of us would have expected this to be the all-out main event.
Yes.
It's not. It's not the all-out main event. And I have no idea what they're doing in a great way. So they had... Okay, I'm not going to run through everything that happened in these segments.
We will do on the Dynamite review and on the
Ups
and Downs.
Ups and Downs article, Ups and Downs video with Simon. We'll do that later.
There it goes.
Segments, explosive, pull-apart brawls. John Moxley interrupted the Tony Nese entrance and beat him up.
Poor bastard.
It's like a real powder keg situation they've created, like something that could ignite at any second. The idea of this feud...
Sorry, you just remember Claudio carrying Moxley.
Yeah, like...
Not worth it, John!
Come on, little guy. The whole point is that they've created this situation that can't be restrained, right? It's going to explode, and they can't keep them apart any longer, so that's the idea. They've booked the unification title match, AEW World Champion CM Punk against interim AEW World Champion John Moxley for next week's Dynamite. Mm. This, to me, creates a bunch of interesting questions, because you sit there and you go, oh my God, you got a pay-per-view to sell in 2 weeks, brother. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? At the same time, I also feel like they've put themselves in a position where they rarely use things like DQs and screwy finishes. That, you know, they barely do them, like one a year or whatever. They could actually believably do one next week, and it'd probably be totally fine, because they've established this thing as combustible. They've established that these guys will go too far. They're out of control or whatever. You can easily do something and then maybe step it up at the pay-per-view. Or...
Yes, I was watching this, and they announced, obviously, that they're going to have the title unification match next week, presumably counter-programming the Lights Out match, obviously, on NXT 2.0. And I thought, cool, it's a nice world title match, unification match. Big match you've got there, Tony, between two schmucks that MJF's already beaten. So MJF's going to return and show him.
Didn't beat John Moxley.
Well, Moxley used an illegal move, so I think you'll find, technically, Andy Murray, he did beat the world. He's world champion in my heart right
Smart
now.
Smart Mark Wilborn over here. Tony Nese manager.
What streak are we on, by the way? Someone pointed this out, and I apologize. Apologise, because I was going to use it as one of the Twitter questions and then I forgot. because someone pointed out, what's the streak of returns on Dynamite? Is it, are we like 6 weeks in now? Is it potentially
in a row?
Yeah.
Man,
Miro,
I don't know.
People like, you know, obviously.
I'd have to sit down, but yeah, they've had so many people out.
Yeah.
You know, like the injury crisis was so deep that, yeah, man, it would probably be pretty long.
Mm.
Interesting.
But yeah, the fact that they, you know, the fact that, like you say, that they could utilize a DQ or something like that for they use it very sparingly.
That's the thing. Like, you can use these things if you don't do it every week.
Just Punk called Hangman Page a bitch. Maybe he gets involved. MJF is the, you know, the what's it called? The elephant in the room with all these sorts of things.
Looming shadow.
But yeah, they've got that. And then All Out. I'm right in thinking it's 2 weeks on Sunday, isn't it?
That's right. Crazy. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen in a good way.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, and by the way, next week's Dynamite is in Cleveland, so that could be interesting. Yep. Particularly if you're Johnny Gargano, of course. Body Slam Cassidy Haynes has provided a bit of an update on his whole situation. By the way, he has had talks with AEW. No word on how those went, but there also now is obviously speculation with him returning to WWE. His contract expired. He went off and was a dad, which I think more people should do.
Don't have kids. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm only joking.
I meant take time off. If you don't want to have kids, if you don't want to. But yes, unsurprisingly, Cassidy Haynes reporting here that Gargamel. I said I couldn't go back.
Who's Gargamel? Is that the Smurf guy?
I think he's a Pokemon.
Is he a Pokemon?
Yes.
I thought he was a Smurf.
But unsurprisingly, he is more open to returning to WWE now. Vince is gone and Triple H is in charge. Per Cassidy Haynes' source, the overarching factor for Gargano walking away was dissatisfaction with his position / direction with no set plan for how he'd be used. His contract expired, obviously, December 2021. I'd lean more towards him returning to WWE now, but next week's Dynamite's in Cleveland, so they'll probably be, just don't have someone come out with the phrase Johnny Elite, maybe. Yeah. That was the one where I was like, oh, I really wish John Morrison or whatever you call him, his name wasn't John.
Yeah, I'm glad of this report from Cassidy here. Shout out to him, he does a great job coming through and kind of confirming some stuff that was maybe an assumption before about how Triple H coming in makes him more likely to stick around or come back, and how he wants to see how things have improved and changed and all that. Because, yeah, like, I mean, let's be honest, like, as talented as Johnny Gargano is, idiot Vince McMahon, we can call him words now, it's great.
Yeah.
Idiot Vince McMahon was never going to push him on the main roster because he doesn't pass his airport test, which is this ridiculous dust-clad relic from the 1980s that shouldn't really apply to pro wrestling anymore.
And, dumb.
Stupid.
Well, to be fair, back then, wrestling was only like a little thing in bars. So.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. The Von Erichs never, sold out any damn stadiums, I love it. My favorite fact about all of this, and I love this so much, is that I've forgotten his name now, haven't I? You know what? Let's just skip that bit.
Okay, let's move really on. Back to you. We'll move on to the Twitter questions.
My God.
He'll tweet it at Andy H.
Yeah,
when
I'll
it comes
back
later.
I'll tweet it later.
At what culture WWE send us Twitter forgot. Questions. I do that all the time.
Hey, here's a great line. It's gone.
Yeah. I'm just so tired all the time. Genuinely yesterday went to put my alarm on in my house whilst my wife was still in the house.
Jim Londos. That's
there we
it.
Go.
That's it.
Yes. See,
my favourite thing of all time.
Yes.
Is that the highest drawing wrestler of all time, Jim Londos, retired in the year the WWF was formed. Love it. Great.
But he never did anything in WWE.
Brian
gives us our first question on Twitter today. He says, good day, gent, and King of the Kazoo.
I mean, the eel can scissor me, Daddy Kazoo. The eel loves the kazoo, man.
Loves it, doesn't he?
He's mad for it. Look at his little smile.
Greetings from Detroit, says Brian. Kenny Omega returning was amazing, but Andy, he didn't seem 100%. Like he wasn't ready to return. Is this advanced storytelling or did AEW just need him to return?
It's advanced storytelling. 200 million%. Yes. It's advanced storytelling.
It's genius.
It is absolutely great. So many people are going, oh, wow, is he 100%? Is he still hurt? Is he doing this? Is he doing that? Even like media people, podcast people and like writers and reporters
podcast
are all...
Podcast people are idiots.
Over social media. Like people who cover this for a living are work.
Yeah.
It's so... awesome. It's really hard to work people in 2022. Everyone thinks they know everything. Everyone has, you know, behind the scenes knowledge or whatever. And this stuff is absolutely magnificent. The guy comes out and he's wearing this crappy rash guard.
Hey, top off!
Because the guy knows, Kenny Omega knows, that his physical reveal, what kind of shape's he in after all these problems, is going to be a big thing for people. People want to see that. He doesn't give you it. Not only does he wear this crap rash guard that looks awful, he wears the Chris Brooks shoulder brace thing, and he's like, hey, I'm still hurt. In the match, like, literally the first thing Don Callis says pretty much on commentary is, oh, even Kenny Omega at 30% is still the greatest wrestler of all time. He's selling the knee. He's out there tweeting after the show going, man, it's going to take me a while to get back to my level. He's selling body parts.
Can't do the Terminator dive.
Can't do the dive properly. You know, he's working at about, I don't know, like half speed. This stuff rules.
Oh, he tried to do the kip up, didn't he? The slam yeah. kip up thing. And
he was like, oh, wow. And he kind of slumped into the tag. It's just a tremendous, great, great work from a guy who knows exactly what he's doing. The fact that so many people in the media are getting like spun around by it, I think is awesome. I love it. It's great. Enjoy, get worked and enjoy the ride, man. That's what wrestling's all about.
One of the few times I can actually say, it's a work, and people will be like, yes, it is, Adam.
Because, like, you think about it, the minute when he finally takes the shirt off and he does the Terminator dive at full speed, the pop is going to be, it's what pro wrestling is.
Got gassed him. Oh, bloody one-winged angel.
Oh, man, I can't do my own bloody move. I'm Kenny Omega. I'm so tired.
Love it.
This stuff rules.
More great. On that on Ups and Downs and the podcast, of course.
Wrestling's pretty good.
Wrestling's a good.
Tweet
good
that.
Good time to wrestling. Nine. And you can like more than one wrestling show. Remember that.
Yeah, I like two.
Andrew Richardson gives us our second question of the day. Being a few months away from Survivor Series, do you see Triple H adding NXT into the mix, similar to 2019, although circumstances were different that year? Yeah. Or do you see them doing non-brand warfare matches?
Yeah, I think that with Triple H at the helm, the odds of NXT being involved are increased maybe like tenfold.
Yes.
I can absolutely see him going, let's go. And maybe they should have some kind of involvement. I would like to see them get away from the brand warfare thing, but if there's a way to like organically integrate NXT people in, why the hell not? Even if it's just one or two matches. I would like to see a return to the old days of just, hey, we got these two groups of four or five people who hate each other. Let's have a Survivor Series match.
Having said that, I would like to see Red versus Blue if that means we get Bobby Lashley versus Gunther.
Oh, yes, that'd be nice.
Yes, please.
That would be a beef slap.
Yeah, chuck NXT in there. And for me, Andy, I know this might be a bit of a controversial choice. One more match. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, the goddamn Don Tony D'Angelo, who pins both of them.
Next question.
He's the Dan. That NXT Heatwave number. That's down to Tony
like
D.
The Sopranos as well.
Chad W.C. Michael, unsurprisingly, here's a bit of a cheat code for you, sirs, to put your question. You send us a photo with this is the new scroll around an inflatable mic with an eel wrapped around it.
Yeah.
Excellent work,
you
Chad.
You can't lose, can you?
No notes. happy Thursday, homie, says Chad. If the W.E. Rich literally wrote that.
Chad, you rule. This is the best.
Does bring back Bray Wyatt. Should he be eating Worlds, fiending to the max, or bringing in a whole new gimmick?
I think he should be the fiender of Worlds. It's a hybrid gimmick, baby.
Bring back the sausage fingers.
Bring back the chode hands.
Chip hands.
You know what, man? You know what? I want chaos. I like chaos. I don't like clean, clinical, nice, well constructed. I like absolute mayhem. The Fiend.
The Fiend.
The Fiend.
I'm sorry.
For me,
it seems an obvious choice.
It's popcorn, isn't it? Like, look, if we're in this situation where we're bringing back like top dollar. Right, the chaotic energy of that man belongs in wrestling.
Yeah.
The chaotic energy of the Fiend and Fiend discourse belongs on my timeline, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I can't argue.
Bring him home. Bring him home.
It's going to happen.
The flipping Fiend.
Let's move on to today's and finally, and more of a sort of public service announcement.
What we got?
Don't go after Kevin Owens on Twitter, because he will end your life.
He will skin you. And wear your skin like a hat.
Brett, poor Brett, I'm not going to even give his full name here. Brett
messaged... don't even give his tag out. Like, he doesn't deserve any more. Poor Brett.
He said, trailblaze yourself a new finishing move that you created. You seem to be a follower to me. And Kevin Owens decided, oh, I've woken up today and chosen violence. He writes, no, Brett, I'm going to start copying everyone even more. In fact, my name is now Kevin. Brett has two T's. Kevin has two N's now. He's even changed his name on Twitter to Kevin. And you think you're the only one that can take a selfie in front of a body wall while looking miserable? Nope. And
he's recreated his avatar there. Yeah, man. Like, I'm always in two minds with this stuff, right? Because I think when you you're in a position and you quote to someone and you're critical or whatever, you do like inadvertently send like a mob of people into their notes. It that's just a consequence, whether it's your but the level of pettiness here is something else.
Exactly.
And it's I'm sorry, it's funny. It's funny. Kevin Owens is really funny.
It's just, like you say, you don't want people going after people on the internet, but it is funny to be like, so you got tweeted by Kevin Owens at the weekend the other day, Brett. Yeah, don't want to talk about it. Sorry, Kevin
Owens. Hey, listen, I said some dumb stuff about Baron Corbin cooking steaks and eating them with ketchup, and I got destroyed by that man like 3 weeks in a row. He went out of his way to at me the next time he cooked a steak, like 2 weeks later. He went, hey, Andy Murray, this is better than any trash you can cook.
I don't think it was even remembering to at you when he cooked steak. I think he specifically cooked steak to show you up.
Yeah, absolutely. And he absolutely destroyed me, and I literally just replied to him and said, yeah, you win, mate.
Like, and so, in those moments, I was like, oh, it's Baron Corbin mint now.
Yeah, he ruled. Man, listen, we need to do a video where Happy Corbin teaches us idiots how to cook steaks.
Cooking with Corbin, yes,
cooking
please.
With Corbin. There we go.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's
annoy
news
Baron stories. And get him in.
In the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. As I said, me and the Dadly Boys are going to be reviewing AEW Dynamite House of the Dragon. And Andy's going to be writing about it on Ups and Downs. And Miller's going to be talking about it on Ups and Downs on the channel a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for happy 4-day weekend to us. We will not be here tomorrow. We will not be here on Monday.
No Friday news again.
Again, 2 weeks in a row. However, we will be back on Tuesday, just to let you know. We're going to enjoy our time off. Thank you, new bosses, for this time off.
Thank you.
We salute you.
Exactly.
For those about to take time off, we salute you.
Exactly.
It's like AC/DC, but less good.
So just to keep tie people over. Whoa. It's so loud. Is that an actual microphone?
Listen, the eel hates the microphone, but he loves the cassette.
Exactly.
He just loves the
see the goal. And the eel.
And he sees the goal. Let him have a shot. Come on. Stick it in your gob, eel. Come on. There you go.
At Adam Wilborn on Twitter. At WhatCultureWWE for all this. My thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to the eel. And we'll see you soon.
There you go. Have it back. It looks like a crack pipe.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.